אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם עמוד 180 את המאמר פתיחה לחוכמת הקבלה.
We're reading preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 71. You can ask questions live.
We are going to start from 69. The matter of Katnut and Gadlut initiated in the world of Nikudim, item 69.
The Katnut and Gadlut initiated in the world of Nikudim. Item 69. Now that you know about Tzimtzum Bet that occurred in Paltzuf Nekudot Desag for the purpose of emanating the ten Sfirot of the world of Nekudim, the fourth Paltzuf of Ak, we shall go back to explaining the elicitation of the ten particular Sfirot of Nekudim. The elicitation of one partzuf from another has already been explained. Each lower partzuf is born and originated from the masach de guf of the upper one. After its hizdakhut, an ascent for renewing, the zivug in the peh of the upper one, the cause of the Izdakhut is the Bitush of Ol Makif in the Masach of the Upper Paltzuf, which purifies the Masach from its Oviyut de Guf and equalizes it with the Oviyut of the Rosh. In this manner, Paltzuf Ab De'ak emerged from Paltzuf Keter De'ak, Paltzuf Sag De'ak from Paltzuf Ab De'ak, and the fourth Paltzuf De'ak, called Ten Sfirot of the World of Nikudim, was born and emerged from its upper one, being Sag De'ak, in the same way.
Shilot Linian.
Questions on point.
Why does he call Nikudim the fourth partzuf?
He defines it as the fourth partzuf because this is what came out in the order of the degrees.
Isn't it supposed to be the fifth one?
After what?
After Nikudot.
Ken, aval Nikudot ze yotzot.
Yeah, but Nekudot, they come out. It's not a partzuf in and of itself. Nekudot is what comes out after the purification of the Masach, not by Zivug Deaka. You're correct there, but there's a question there, but that's the answer. Next. No questions, right? No, ask, what's up with you? No, afraid, okay.
Item 70. Yet there's another issue here. In the previous Peltzufim, the Masach was made only of the Reshimot de Aviyut, of the Guf of the Upper One. During these, the Khut of the Masach to the Peh de Rosh of the Upper One. But there, in the Izdakhut of the Masach Desag De'ak for Nikudim, this Masach was made of two kinds of Reshimot. Besides being made of its own Reshimot De'oviyut, with respect to the Sfirot De'guf Desag De'ak, it is included with the Reshimot De'oviyut De'zon De'ak below Tabor 2. Due to their mixture below Tabur De'ak, as it is written in item 61, that Nekudot De'sag descended below Tabur De'ak and mixed with Zon De'ak there.
Clear, yes or no? Read it again.
Item 70. Yet there is another issue here. In the previous Peltzufim, the Masach was made only of the Reshimot De'aviyut of the Guf of the Upper One during the Izdakhut of the Masach to the Peh de Rosh of the Upper One. But here, in the Izdakhut of the Masach Desag De'ak for Nikudim, this Masach was made of two kinds of Reshimot. Besides being made of its own Rishimot de Aviyot with respect to the Sfirot de Guf de Sag de Ak, it is included with the Rishimot de Oviyot de Zon de Ak below Tabur 2, due to their mixture below Tabur de Ak, as it is written in item 61. That Nekudot de Sag descended below Tabur de Ak and mixed with the Zon de Ak there.
Clear, because Nekudot de Sag is the light of Chasadim without O Chochmah, and in the He of Ak we also have the light of Chasadim without the light of Chochmah. These two lights mix because they resemble one another and they mix. And this awakens Bchinat Dalet in Nehi of Ak. And it influences the Nekudot of Sag. Look at the drawing. Through the Chasadim that bestow Nekudot of Sag to Nehi of Ak, Bchinat Dalet of Nehi of Ak bestows in return or influences in return Nekudot of Sag. And they are restricted. Malchut rises to Bina, and here it performs a new boundary called Parsa. Where from the general Tabor to the Parsa, there's the power to receive in order to bestow, bestow in order to bestow. We have the powers of Bina, forces of Bina. And here below is the rule of the Malchut. And that's why you can't receive here any other lights. And this state is called the second restriction. Okay, questions?
Rav, the place under the parsa, is it more... I don't know if I'm asking correctly.
Here in Nehi of Ak, from Tabor to Siyum, we have an empty place called... But it's Chasadim. Why is Chasadim? Why are there Chasadim there?
Because of the rejection.
Because he doesn't want to receive. He's not just rejecting. He doesn't want to receive the light of Chochmah that wants to break into that place. The surrounding light pressures. The surrounding light of Ak, of Galgalta. This is the light of En Sof. You understand? I am writing here. Surrounding light. And it pressures and wants to enter below the Tabor. And the fact that he does not receive and he rejects it, he has a very strong light of Chasadim. But nevertheless, it's a light of Chasadim that comes from below up. Why?
And rejection.
From rejection, that's it, enough. One word is enough. However, the light of Chasadim that comes from the Nekudot of Sag, also Chasadim, although they are both of these lights are Chasadim in the Hiyavak and Nekudot of Sag, but what kind of Chasadim you have in Nekudot of Sag?
Attraction.
By drawing, attracting, so there's no more beneficial Chasadim or preferred Chasadim. They have more coarseness. In order to in the place of Chasadim of Nehi of Ak, on the one hand they're connected, on the other hand nevertheless one is more than the other. In adulthood you could say Nehi of Ak, Chasadim there are greater because they are from the rejection of Bchinat Dalet. But the quality of the work, this little guy here, the light of Chasadim in Sag, is greater because it comes out of the Sag itself. It's the nature of Bina that prefers that over reception, and also over Chasadim that are below the Tabor. many chasadim that come from nekudot of sag are chasadim that have a coarseness in how they repel, reject b'china dalet, b'china gimel, and that's why they're stronger. And when they come to Nehi of Ak, they awaken b'china dalet, because they come specifically from repelling, rejecting the vessels of reception. Therefore, b'china dalet awakens and begins to influence them in return. And because it influences them with b'china dalet that does not exist in them, in their action in Rosh of Sag, they must restrict themselves. And this is an addition. They feel it as an additional work of bestowal. Or if I'm given something that I'm unable to receive, it shows me, it gives me an opportunity to show how much I prefer to be in bestowal, in chasadim. Meaning second restriction doesn't come out of weakness, seemingly. It comes out of appreciation for reception, for bestowal over reception. That's why they restrict. And from here on, they obligate. In order to be in bestowal, I have to be in second restriction, and if that's the case, I'll be there. Meaning it's not considered to its detriment, but actually as a benefit, fulfillment.
And under the pausa, are there still chasadim there from the rejection, or it's empty?
Empty. The place is empty. Even the place that's empty from chasadim, below the pausa, because the malchut rules there, the desire to receive. And in the will to receive of malchut, chasadim, you can enjoy chasadim. There's no difference in the light. In truth, there's no chasadim in chokhmah. It's simply pleasure, different types. We'll talk about what is this pleasure, but and here it remains empty.
It's a new state. This is something that never happened before.
No, it's never been. There's never been a desire to receive that was empty. The creator empties it out. He's saying, I prefer to feel my will to receive the void of all influences. It's a severe state where he's willing to stay completely. This is restriction. It's a continuation, an extension of this first restriction, but in practice. The second restriction is not a small addition. Well, ideologically, it's deeper than the first restriction. The first restriction simply says that I do not receive from myself. Second restriction is more than that. It's how all my actions should be in the area of the bestower. I rise above it. We'll talk about it. It becomes clearer that from here on everything will be in second restriction, more or less. But we will learn its nature. What else was there? You're not important in my eyes.
I want to ask about a sketch after Tzimtzum Bet. What is that Paltzuf?
This Paltzuf comes out of Nikve Enayim of Sag. This is all Sag. We'll do it even more. This is all Sag.
Sag. Ze tamim de sag, gimel.
This is tamim of sag, gimel bet.
Ze nekudot de sag, ad bet alef.
This is nekudot of sag up to bet alef. Here they are coming down below and they are restricted and they raise themselves. These Tzoshima, it's bet alef, but restricted with the second restriction. And this is a zivug on Bet Aleph in Nikve Einayim, the second restriction, and the descent. The descent of the degree of a zivug from below to Tabu, where the Rishimo came from Tabu to Posa, where it's allowed for them to expand. You have Keter, Abba Veima, two heads, two Roshim, and Zon Guf. The first Rosh, the second Rosh, and a Guf. And here, an empty space, restricted.
So the end is where?
In Parsa, no, in Kudot of Sag. No, right here.
It's Toch.
Everything down to Parsa. It ends at Parsa, because it came out on second restriction, meaning he can never expand below the Parsa. Ask
above Tabu.
Above the Tabu is the descent of the Parsuf to its own place, where the Rishimo came from. Later we will learn. I'll write here, but let's try for it not to confuse you. Yisut Zat of Bina. This is a special Parsuf through which Bina builds the Partsuf of the world of Nekudim, because the world of Nekudim is already Zeranpin, it's Bet Aleph. Bet Aleph is Partsuf of Zeranpin.
The world of Nekudim is another Partsuf?
The world of Nekudim is the Partsuf, later it becomes a world, and it's completely in the degree of Zeranpin. Sag gives birth to it. That's why it's Zeranpin. Okay, think later.
Is there some qualitative difference between the Dalet Gimel that's beneath the Tabor of Galgalda and the Dalet Gimel that's revealed in the Rosh of Sag?
Dalet Gimel, where?
We say that beneath the Tabor of Galgalda there is Dalet Gimel, the Rishimot of the Aviyut, what he calls here the Rishimot of the Aviyut of Neovak.
No, Sham Zizdechut.
No, there is a purification. The Rishimo are from the fact that they don't want to receive, they get purified.
And in the Rosh of Sag?
In Rosh of Sag is the Rishimo of Gimel Bet. But Chasadim and Chasadim, that's what's important to us. We learned about it, right? That there's a proximity according to the lights.
Actually, the question is, he wrote here that after the Nekudot de Sag ascend back, there are two kinds of Rishimo that are revealed. One is the ordinary Rishimo.
One is the usual Rishimo that he has from Ensof, according to the order of the decree. And one is the Rishimo from Nei of Ak that also comes here.
So the question is, the Rishimo of Nei of Ak, which is revealed in the Rosh of Sag, is it essentially different than the Rishimo that exists in the Nei of Ak itself? There's the Rishimo Dalet Gimel in Nei of Ak beneath the Tabor of Galgalta.
Mm-hmm.
There's Dalet Gimel there.
Dalet Gimel from what? From rejecting and not receiving anything.
And on
that, no Partsuf is coming out.
And the Dalet Gimel that's revealed in the Rosh of Sag, are they essentially different?
Dalet Gimel is not revealed in Rosh of Sag. Gimel Bet is revealed in Rosh of Sag.
But Bet is revealed there already?
After Ab, what's revealed? Galgalta is Dalet Dalet. Ab is Dalet Gimel. And Sag is Gimel Bet.
I'm talking about something else, that when Nikudim purify...
Nikudim?
Sorry, the Nikudot... in item 71, I think...
So that's Bet Aleph, Tzimtzum Bet.
Besides that, also Dalet Gimel.
Yes, also that, but we didn't speak about it.
So I'm asking about the Dalet Gimel we didn't talk about yet. Is there a difference between it and the Dalet Gimel that's beneath the Tabor of Galgalta?
Below the Tabor of Galgalta, you have Dalet Gimel from Galgalta and Dalet Gimel of Nekudot of Sag that come here and are impressed by Dalet Gimel that are here is their own impression.
So the impression, what difference does it make? How is it different from the Dalet Gimel itself?
The Rishimot don't just go from one another. They're impressed by a certain impression that is in the Hebrew Galgalta, from the greatness that can be. The Rishimot Bet Aleph is the main thing. Rishimot Bet Aleph, Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction. This is the main thing. After it realizes itself in the Zivug, in Nikve Enayim, this is the realization, implementation of the Rishimot of Nikve Enayim, then it's realized inside, below, and after it's realized, then from the Zivug it's doing on Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction, Bet Aleph in whole. The desire awakens in him to use Dalet and Gimel. Why? Because now you have the degree of Bina in approximation. You can receive in order to bestow. We'll talk about it. Then Dalet Gimel wakes up. Forget about it. You're jumping ahead.
He brings in a new name here, calls it Zondak instead of what we previously talked about, the Neovak.
Neideak and Zondak is the same.
But still, there's a difference.
No, there's no difference.
What? What are you doing? Okay. Mister wants to raise his hand, yes.
Who's there? Rami?
If you want to ask.
What does it mean that Rishimot from several places come to the Rosh of Sag?
This is called the proliferation of Rishimot. Many Rishimot. Sag worked in this way by entering Nehi of Ak, mixing there, and then it received also an additional Rishimot.
The Rishimot and the Rosh of Sag are supposed to determine where the Masach will be, the next Masach, and what kind of light is going to extend later on as a result? What's the order between the impression from the Neovak or the impression from Bet Aleph Tzimtzum Aleph that comes there? There are three kinds of Rishimot in one Rosh. It's not clear what's the relation between them.
You can continue. You want to continue?
No, I think it's enough.
Good. I'm not going to answer you, and I'm going to cut you off every time you speak about stuff we haven't learned before. Just so you know, I can't stand such wise guys because they hold everyone back and disturb them with your ego.
Rishimot, there's only from an act of reception, not from bestowal.
There is from an action of rejection and bestowal and reception. Rishimot is the same state that was before, but now in potential. But it's the same. Nothing is forgotten there.
So why, in item 70, does he say that what characterizes the Rishimot of Sag, as opposed to the previous Balzufim, is that here, for the very first time, there are also Rishimot from the Neovak.
Sag is Bina, and Bina can go below the Tabu. Galgalta itself cannot expand there, and Ab cannot, and Sag can.
This I understand. What I don't understand is why from Galgalta and Ab that come from before the Sag, are there no Rishimot from the part there that is beneath the Tabu?
There are Rishimot from there as well, but they're not working. They didn't receive light from there. There's no impression from the work.
Can we read item 70 just a second?
Sure.
Even though that, yeah, there is another issue here. In the previous Paltzufim, the Masach was made only of the Rishimot De'aviyut of the Guf of the Upper One, during the Izdakhut of the Masach of the Pederosh of the Upper One, but here, in the Izdakhut of the Masach, the Sag, the Ak for Nikudim, this Masach was made of two kinds of Rishimot, besides being made in its own Rishimot De'aviyut with respect to the Sefirot de Guf, the Sag, the Ak, and so on and so forth. So if I understand correctly what he says here, that because of the mixture that happens, there are two different kinds of Rishimot here, that before the mixture there was just one type of Rishimot.
Only above Tabor can say, but also below. So below Tabor you cannot expand there.
And where it's not allowed to spread, there are no Rishimot?
There is Rishimot that you cannot expand there. The state is exactly as it was in Galgalta, with all the Tanta. All the Tanta, all the details. And when it goes to Rosh Havab, it's called Rishimot. But it's the state itself. It's not some impression that remained, some little one. It's the impression, it's the state by itself. Find such things for us. The Rishimo includes all the details, everything that was. It's not like here, that for us, you remember some stuff, you don't remember. Okay?
About the giving birth to the Partzufim. When Ab's born from Sag, when Ab's born from Galgalta, his peh is at the Chazeh, and the same with Sag. Why, in the world of Nikudim and Katnut, doesn't his peh come down to the Chazeh of Sag?
No, his peh even rises to Nikveh Enayim of Rosh of Sag, because he comes out on such Roshimo. He wasn't born in the usual way from Sag, when Roshimo of Sag got purified and a new Partzuf was born. The next Partzuf that is born from Sag is Upper Ma.
Why?
Because Upper Ma is born out of Sag in a usual way. In the world of Nikudim, in Katnut and in Gadlut, he's born from Sag, but not in the usual way. When Sag went to Galgalta and mixed with them and gave birth to something that's...
It's more or less like the Mapnimi of the Ma'elion, something like that. I'm trying to understand how it works.
Yes.
Before Ab was made, there is the inner Ab in Galgalta.
Inside Galgalta, no, that's something else. This is Oshimo, a new Oshimo. Sag needs to give birth according to the Rishimo that he has from Ab. The Rishimo enters Sag. Sag performs a Zivug Daka, gives birth an offspring, Upper Ma. And here, Sag mixed with Neid of Galgalta, received Rishimo from there, and gave birth to another Partzuf. Like that. Okay.
You said that the Rishimo is the entire package of everything that happened before.
In the Rishimo, there's everything. Everything is the same, except without the screen for action.
The question is whether in Bet Aleph Tzimtzum Bet, in that does there appear the part from Tabul down to Parsa?
Everything. Again, the difference between Rishimo and Partzuf, all of it, the Tanta, its entirety, and Rishimo, is that Rishimo is without Masach in order to activate it. And then the benefit from it is that he can take this Rishimo and reactivate it anew, in a new direction or something. It doesn't owe because you received an impression, and impression is
Think about the Reshimo. The Reshimo is everything. In spirituality, it's a complete measure to over the previous state. Who else? Yes? Misha. The ascent of Malchut to Bina, is it a process? It's a process, says Rav, and we have on the way. Nothing happens just so. There's no jump.
So there's no Parsufim in this ascent.
How do we have Parsufim?
How do we have Parsufim? In the purification of the screen from Tabor to Pe, there's many, many Parsufim inside, but we can't talk about everything. It's enough for us like that.
What is this new name of Abba and Ima?
Everyone listen, everyone learn. Again?
Why Chokhmah and Bina and the new Parzuf were called Abba and Ima?
Abba and Ima is Chokhmah and Bina.
Why do they have a new name?
They have a role like that. We'll see. In the future. When that role will come, we'll understand why it's called this way. Bina is called mother. It's clear because it gives birth to Zerampin. We had it even in four phases of direct light. And father, Av, gives him whiteness. Mother gives redness. A lot of chasadim. And from both, you get the embryo, which is Zerampin.
But they're on the same degree here.
Here they are connected together. They're bound, because here it's Bina, it gives birth to the new Patsuf. Just like there, you had Bina, Bchina Bet, giving birth to Bchina Gimel. Here, it's Bina giving birth to the new Patsuf, which is Zon. We'll learn about all those things. You'll study so much this stuff that you understand everything. Also, what you're now asking, you'll understand that as well.
All of the expansion of the world of Nikudim is that this Reshimo, Bet Aleph, Tzimtzum Bet, was taken and now it's being rearranged. What's this distribution that happens? It is coming from the Tzimtzum Bet?
Sag takes Sag upon itself Tzimtzum, the second restriction. And then he clothes on this Tzimtzum and he wants to bestow. He has an opportunity to bestow a little bit, but a little bit doesn't, it's not a little bit. He bestows below Tabu. Meaning, if we fill this Patsuf, all these Patsufim below Tabu de Galgalta, we reach the final correction. You understand? This is the importance of this action. Now, Sag has an opportunity now to fill part of this place of the final correction, to break through even more into Malchut, and to start filling it even with the light of Chasadim. The light of Chasadim is not just nothing. It's a preparation for the light of Chokhmah. It's Nekudot Esag. Even in Katnut, that are drawn to that place are a great addition to the general correction, to the general Malchut. General Malchut is the entire Galgalta. If it is filled with all the next Potsufim, just understand that they come to it. And if it's filled, it means that Malchut Den Sof, which is round, turns into Malchut Den Sof, which is a line, Kav, and the created being reaches identification with the creator when the line starts being equal to the circle, even more than that. It fills the circle, it fills the creator. the creator being, which is a line, fills the creator, which is a circle. This is why this action is very important. Even though this is a small patsuf, still has nothing, it's a breakthrough.
It's not clear what's the difference between Nekudot Dasag that fills that part until the parsa, and what happens in the world of Nikudim now. What's the difference in between these two fulfillments?
Nekudot Sag descended in such a way that they are
Bina.
Parts of Bina came down to the vessels of reception. There they give the light of Chasadim. Now that it appears there, it's not simply light of Chasadim, it's the connection between Bina and Malchut. And this Potsuv is mingled with the vessels of reception already. Now it has an illumination of Chokhmah as well. Zeranpin, even in Katnut, has a bit of something out of Chokhmah. Otherwise it doesn't exist. Whereas in Nekudot Esag, it came down there, there was only light of Chasidim, absent of Chokhmah.
And that's the matter that the structure of Keter Abba Ve'im and Zon only in Gelgal Ta'anayim?
Of course, they are forbidden to use a chap. But this way, he descends. All right, we'll talk about all these things. Ashkelon.
Rav, is it possible to understand, please, why the light of Chasadim enters through the Tabu of Galgalta? There's light there, but it's forbidden to receive the light of Chokhmah, that's the Tzimtzum Aleph, but the light of Chasadim enters.
There was no Tzimtzum over the light of Chasadim.
Right, my question is, after that, there is Potsuf Ab. Then you can't receive light of Chasadim.
Where can you receive a light of Chasadim?
No.
No. There is no forbidden for the light of Chasadim in any place.
In Ab, there is also light of Chasadim that enters?
Ab doesn't work with the light of Chasadim, only with the light of Chokhmah.
But in Galgalta there was light of Chasadim. That's why it entered.
In Galgalta there was no light of Chasadim as well. The light of Chasadim remained in Nehi de Galgalta because she doesn't want to receive the light of Chokhmah.
No, I'm just seeing that it's written light of Chasadim there, and I know that Tzimtzum Aleph is a prohibition on receiving in order to receive the light of Chokhmah. That's why, but there's no limitation on light of Chasadim, that's why it enters through Galgalta.
But in Galgalta there is no light of Chasadim, do you understand that? It only works with the light of Chokhmah, the light of Yechida. Of course there is light of Chasadim there, but it's as if it's not the light of Chasadim, it's a reflected light, which is a clothing for the light of Chokhmah.
Okay.
Keep on quietly, you will understand.
There's another question, can I ask?
Yes.
About Tzimtzum Bet. About the, let's say, as the example of the previous Potsufim, the purification of the Masach, for example, in the Tabu, when it rises above.
Yes.
So in Tzimtzum Bet, there was also some Masach that expelled the light, or Chasadim themselves somehow purify.
I didn't understand. Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, is the ascent of Malchut to a place where, below that place, it is forbidden to receive light.
Yeah, my question is, in Tzimtzum Bet, the light first does enter the part of Bchinat Dalet, of Galgalta, right?
Yes.
So it mixed with them.
Yes.
And then it made the Tzimtzum Bet. It yes. Rose above up to the Palsa, right?
Yes.
Good. So now this ascent, by what did it rise? Is there some Masach of Siyum that expels the light?
Yes. Yes. A Masach rises to Tiferet of Nekudot Esag, where below that it is forbidden to receive light.
Thank you.
Moscow.
Я не понимаю, я в экране или нет, ну ладно. Раф, а можно поподробнее объяснить, что это за конструкция такая?
Раф, can you elaborate more on what is this structure? The Rosh is above the Tabu, then Yeshud, then two Roshim, two heads, then Guf. What are these two Roshim below the Tabu? What is their function?
We haven't learned that yet. All we learned was that that's the way it is in Rosh Desag, Nikve Naim Rosh Desag, there was a Zivug, then a Patsuf was born, which spreads to the place where the Rishimo comes from. That's where it spreads. From Tabo to the Patsa. This Patsuf, like every Patsuf, has Rosh Deit Lapshut, Rosh Daviut, and Guf. Rosh Deit Lapshut is called Keter, Rosh Aleph, we call it. Rosh Daviut is called Abba Ve'ima, Rosh Bet, and the Guf is called Zon. This entire Patsuf is begotten on Rishimot Bet Aleph Tzimtzum Bet. That's all we learned. It's a mechanical process. That's all. Let us access the study itself. And I don't like these questions that take us even half a step forward. If we learned it, ask about it. That's all. Let's continue.
Item 71.
Yes.
Thus, the matter of Katnut and Gadlut has been initiated here in Partzuf Nikudim. With respect to the Rishimot of Aviut in the Masach, 10 Sefirot of Katnut Nikudim emerged over them. With respect to the Rishimot of Zon of Ak below Tabur, which mingled and connected with the Rishimot of the Masach, 10 Sefirot of Gadlut of Nikudim emerged over them.
Hold on. This means that here we have Rishimot Dalet Gimel. Do you see? What's wrong here? So here we have Rishimot Dalet Gimel, Dalet over Gimel. Do you see this? Do you see this? Okay, so to be sure, I'll mark it this way. This is from Nehi de Galgalta. So this Rishimo, the Nehi de Galgalta, joins the light of Chassadim and elevates itself. And above, what's done here is Dalet Gimel. This means that we have a lot of Rishimot, many Rishimot. Rishimot Bet Aleph, Tzimtzum Bet, do you see this? I mark it in red. Yes? Yes. And Dalet Gimel. These two Rishimot. That's what reaches Rosh Desag. Previously, there was a Zivug over Bet Aleph. The first Zivug was made over Bet Aleph Tzimtzum Bet, and the second Zivug was made over Dalet Gimel. According to the Rishimo of Dalet Gimel, the Zivug has to come down to Pederosh Desag. Returns there. Meaning, just as here the Zivug rose to Nikve Enayim, here it returns down to Pe. And the Zivug is done in Pe de Rosh Desag, over the entire Rosh Desag. And it comes down.
Yored Limata.
Comes down.
ומתחיל להתפשט.
And it starts spreading until the end, till the sof, because it's a zivug over Dalet Gimel, And then we have the same Rosh Deit Lapshut, Rosh Deit Aviyut, and Guf. It's only that Rosh Deit Lapshut is until here, and Rosh Deit Aviyut is until here. And then it's Guf, spreads all the way down. This is Galgal Ta'anayim, and Achap is one Rosh. This is Galgal Ta'anayim, and Achap, the second Rosh, and the Guf. It's better if we draw it this way.
And
this is Rosh. And this is Guf. Here you have Pei de Rosh. And we'll learn why all these things are this way. Here is Pei de Rosh, the general Pei de Rosh. And that's it. And Guf. And here, when he moves from Galgal Ta'anayim of Guf and the Achap of Guf, these are vessels of reception. So then here, a shattering occurs. A shattering. Shvira. Soon we'll learn this. We haven't learned this yet. What?
Why is it not Dalet Gimel Tzimtzum Bet?
What is revealed?
The Rishimot that rises, why isn't it called Dalet Gimel Tzimtzum Bet? It's after Tzimtzum Bet.
It doesn't matter. The second restriction is not upon them. It's an impression of Nehidak.
But it's after Malchut rose to Bina.
That has nothing to do with each other.
But we learned that the rise of Malchut to Bina is because of the impression.
But there is no ascent of Malchut to Bina here. It's Rishimot Dalet Gimel from the Sof of Galgalta. Do you understand that these are two different paths altogether?
Yeah, what I don't understand then, why is there Bet Aleph second restriction?
Bet Aleph goes into Tzimtzum Bet because it's done under the influence of Tzimtzum Bet, but Dalet Gimel are not under its influence, the second restriction.
But the Tzimtzum Bet was over that part specifically, not the Bet Aleph.
It's Dalet Gimel from the Hideak. This is not from the restricted place. You think that Dalet Gimel is here. You think that Dalet Gimel comes from here, that it has been restricted. No, that's not true. Do you see where I drew it? Dalet Gimel comes from the Hideak. That's why a second restriction is not upon them. Because Nekudot Desag cannot restrict Nehideak.
So the lower part of that area was restricted, no?
The lower part of Nekudot Desag. Do you hear this? Repeat what I said.
The lower part of Nekudot of Sag, you said.
What happens to them?
That's the part that was restricted.
Good. And Rishimot Dalet Gimel from where?
Nehiovak.
Nehidak, that has not been restricted. Nehidak cannot be restricted. A lower cannot restrict the upper.
It's not the same area?
It's not the same area. It's not the same patsuf. Think about it. I don't want to argue with you. I know your character. You'll resist. No, think about it. Think about it well. That's it. Tzimtzum Bet is Tzimtzum Nehi Deak. That's how it's called, but it's Nekudot Desag. Read it again. Well, what can I do? I can't explain it just for you. Yes.
You said before that I don't matter to you.
Well, of course not.
No, I'm just asking if it's a question, if the question is important.
If it comes through you.
Okay, if it comes through me, then...
But tomorrow's Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday. That's what's important.
Yes.
So Menashe from Netanya is asking, why does it say that Nekudot of Sag can descend below the Tabu because it has no light of Chochmah? Why was there light of Chochmah in previous Paltzufim but not in this one?
In Sag, there is no light of Chokhmah. In Tamim de Sag, there is light of Chokhmah, an illumination of Chokhmah from below upwards, because there is Gimel de Itlabshut there. The fact that I don't want to receive Chokhmah and I want Chasadim, then the illumination of Chokhmah spreads in me, as like a gift, an addition, where I don't want to receive. What does it mean that I don't want to receive? This is something I don't want to receive. I smell it. I even taste it. I have the Rishimot. I have everything. I don't want it. But it's in me. That's why I say I don't want it. That's why Gimel Ditlapshut is in Tamim Desag. And they spread from the Peh till the Tabul, because Nekudot Desag star, which is the, in general the whole Potsu Desag starts purifying, then immediately, here already, here, Tamim Desag, where Nekudot Desag begin, Gimli the Itlapshut immediately vanishes. Then these Potsufim, all the Potsufim of Nekudot Desag, go down below the Tabo. Okay? One more question. Okay.
Joseph from Jerusalem is asking, what's the difference between the boundary made by the Tabul and the one made by the Parsa?
Parsa, Tabul is the boundary. It's a law. Light of Chokhmah cannot come down below the Tabul. Whereas Parsa goes in different directions. It can rise, it can go down, you can cross it in special conditions. It's not like a border, a real border. It's a condition. This condition may change. We'll learn this in the future. Yes?
But the Nikudim.
Gadlut of Nikudim, how can it be that for the first time there is Rosh below the Tabul?
What's the problem with the Potsuf? Why can't the Rosh be below the Tabul? Soon, below the Tabul, you'll have Olamot, worlds. What we learn, which is above the Tabul, this whole area is only preparation.
Oh.
You can tell me how to spell it 1,000 more times and I'll still be wrong. I have a problem with languages. Okay, preparation, yes. It's not that there's no importance to what's above the Tabul, but it's a place that prepares everything to what's below the Tabul. Because above the Tabul you have vessels of bestowal. And here, these are vessels of reception.
So, how can it be that for the first time in the vessels of reception, in the area of reception, there are calculations of the Rosh?
Bina builds them. Bina may come down to the vessels of reception and to build in the vessels of reception. That's really, how should I say it? Inside, when you enter the mob like a big ego. But by the light of Chasadim, you can build areas of bestowal there. Now, I understand your question. It's a nice question. Because to begin with, below the Tabul, you have vessels of reception. Yeah, that's nice. Yes? Ask questions. Let's try to somehow.
So again, following Eddie, when we say Bina was restricted, what do you mean? When Bina meets Prina Daled, and then what's happening to Bina? It's not clear.
Bina restricted its bestowal. When you have such vessels of reception, places in the vessels of reception, a place is a desire. So you have these places in the world to receive where Bina cannot enter. It doesn't have sufficient strength to give its own bestowal. If it goes into this place, it will cause harm. It will become reception. She will become reception. How can Bina become reception suddenly instead of bestowal? Because we're not talking about Bina itself. We're talking about the will to receive that takes upon itself the quality of Bina. And that's how it corrects itself.
So what does she do after all?
It adds its own force, force of bestowal, as much as possible. Take it bit by bit. Yes.
Reshimo bet alef tzimtzum bet comes from the nekudot of sarg that purify, right?
Reshimot bet alef tzimtzum bet, yes.
Right, and bet aleph is because of nekudot of sag, right? Tzimtzum bet is because of the impression from the dalet gimel.
Right.
Who causes dalet gimel to rise above afterwards as well?
Sag was impressed there from dalet gimel that it may add its own bestowal to dalet gimel. Just as it descended, you can ask, why did it go down all the way, sag? What does it have there? Where and what's going on? Wherever it can add even a little bit bestowal. In spirituality, it's a great thing. Even a penny. That's why Nekudot Esag go down. Then it's possible to add Dalet Gimel to it, right? So Shimot Dalet Gimel from Gilgal to receive and to add to that. So Sag will do that. That's a tendency in any sacred thing, to add as much as possible.
This point is, I still don't feel it well.
Okay.
In Tzimtzum Bet, there is, it was created from the impression from Dalet Gimel, and Rosh Tesag realizes that it can do up to here and not up to there, and it receives this impression from the integration of Bina that goes down.
Yes. Where?
In the Rosh of Sag, the Nikve Naim, Rosh of Sag.
In the Rosh, the Sag, Nikve Naim, it makes a katnut of Olama Nikudim, yeah, where it can bestow with the light of Chasadim.
And that's from the impression of the Nikudot of Sag that went below.
Out of the restriction it made by Nehideak.
Yes.
Yes. By Dalet Daviot, it has been restricted. Now, besides that, you're asking nice questions. Okay, so except for that, there is an impression from Tzimtzum Bet and Dalet Gimel, and this causes half of the Rishimo, restricted Bet Aleph. Now, besides that, there is an impression from Dalet Gimel, which is here, from the entire Rishimo of Neideak. And it feels that it may add its own form of bestowal there. This is why it brings this Rishimo to Dalet Gimel in Gal.
What does this impression that causes it to rise above? In the first one,
it restricts it.
Right.
And that's it. The second doesn't restrict it. The second says, you can add bestowal.
What this impression is dressed in, clothes
because,
on?
Because it mingled. Because Bchinat Bet mingled with Neideak, and then it rises Reshimo to that place. Not its own Reshimo when it restricted. It's the Reshimo of Neideak. This is an alien Reshimo. But you can add bestowal there. And in what way to bestow? So now we'll really stumble upon a problem. Katnut of Olama Nikudim emerges over Rishimot Bet Aleph Tzimtzum Bet, meaning it's Nekudot Desag proper. This is, just as it entered, it was impressed by it, makes a calculation, now it spreads, right? Dalet Gimel is not his Rishimo at all. This Rishimo, he received it, he was impressed of Nehideak. That's why he performs a Patsuf So we can feel Nehidak here. It's something different altogether. The Katnut and Gadlut of Olam HaNikudim are two entirely different Potsufim from each other. Where Katnut of Olam HaNikudim is a small Potsuf. All it has is Katnut. The Gadlut of the world of Nikudim will be an entire Olam now, because it will shatter, etc. Meaning this, these are new processes. Yes. Okay, you can ask more. I'm actually happy with these questions. I would just go over it without explaining. Yes.
What is it that the Rashimo of Dalet Gimel now makes a zivug in the Peh Rosh of Sag?
Bina, which is Rosh de Sag, Bina, makes the zivug over the Rishimo of Malchut when it can fill it with the light of Chasadim. Why not? She also wanted to do it in Nekudot de Sag. However, in Nekudot de Sag, it doesn't do it seemingly in order to fill Nekudot de Sag. It's a process. Well, there's a calculation here, but it's a process. Whereas here, she especially makes a zivug, but not in the degree of Bina, it's a lesser degree. It's a degree of Zeranpin. Just understand that Nekudot HaSag is Bina that came down to Nehi De'ak. That's why it's an addition of Light of Hasadim. The Patsuf of a world of Nikudim in Gadlut, that's where illumination of Chochmah lies. That's where there is illumination of Chochmah. It's Zeranpin in Katnut. It's something different. This is Bina that begets. Bina takes Bina Daled, suppose, from Neideak, performs a Zivug over it, and begets a new Potsuf in order to fill Neideak again. Here, Bina filled Nehideak in the light of Chasadim, and that's an addition. Even though she performed a zivug and all, we talked about it. Bina raises Rishimo Le'ab to Ab, Ab to Galgalta, Galgalta to Ensof, and then this way it fills Nehideak. You remember this? Good. Here, once she fills the Chasadim, it's impressed of Dalet Gimel that is in Neideak. This impression of Dalet Gimel rises to this place. Meaning Rosh de Sag performs a zivug over Dalet Gimel. In what way? It fills Malchut.
It's unclear what's the difference between the bet that influences the Neyavak and the Zivug.
It's a new Rishimo. It's a new Rishimo altogether. It's the Rishimo of Neideak. It's not that Bina came down to Neideak in the light of Chasadim. It's Bina that begets a Partsuf. And in this Partsuf, in the meantime, you have Katnut. Katnut is not taken into consideration here. And Gadlut, when it takes the entire Malchut Ein Sof, here it's in the Hideak, and it wants to fill it. It wants to fill it. What does it do? It does, causes the end of correction. It's the Gmar Tikkun here. You have to understand. Bina, if it performs a Zivug over Bchina Daled, now, if she can make it, it will be the final correction. This entire Sof de Galgalta will be filled with the light of Chochmah through Bina. It's no longer Zeranpin, it's truly Arichanpin. This entire area will be filled with the light of Chochmah. That's why there's a shattering here, etc. Everything was prepared in advance to mingle Bina and Chochmah together on the one hand, and Bina and Malchut on the other, and then to cause a gradual correction. Yes. Why gradual? Because the created beings are yet to come to this entire system. And they must integrate in this work from beginning to end. For them, the beginning of the work is the shattering, and the end is in the final correction. This is all a preparation. Boy, we have to make it. No. That's it. Guys, that's enough. Read it, think about it, talk about it, make a list of questions. Make a list of questions. The moment you have a list, it will be clear to you what you want to ask, and then I'll treat you differently. And now,
we'll move on to the next part of the lesson, and before that, we'll sing a song.
יש עוד אהבה בעולם גם אם השתכחה גם אם הסתתרה גם אם טרם גילית את סודה יש עוד אהבה בעולם גם אם השתכחה גם אם הסתתרה גם אם טרם גילית את סודה היא השיר של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל אותה אל תרתה רק לך אינו יש עוד אהבה בעולם אותה עוד יגלו כולם רק לפתוח צוהר חם היא כבר תמצא לה את הגל לשם היא השיר של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל אותה אל תרתה רק לך היא נועדה Let's go.